Months of study, practices, regional competitions, and frayed nerves all came to an end barely 2 hours ago, with Joman and the rest of Team Durban Park winning the Guyanese National High School Geography Competition. All four students received medals. If they were lucky enough to be accepted to the University of Guyana, which for Joman, the team's youngest, was still over 3 years away, they would get scholarships to cover some of their tuition. Joman knows he should feel thrilled. All he feels is empty. Again. What now? Joman shoves the remains of a spring roll into his mouth to chase the question away, but the question refuses to go. What is there now? The banquet room is full of students, teachers, and community members. Geography teams from all over Guyana are eating, laughing, and talking over every minute of the week's long competition, from school-wide to city-wide, from regionals to nationals. Teachers and politicians give speeches, congratulating the students and congratulating themselves. Bits of conversation swirl around Joman.
Remember when I said Tropic of Copernicus instead of Tropic of Capricorn?
After tonight, I never have to think about who controls the Nicobar Islands. Unless I want to go there, and I might.
On and on it goes. The bright lights bounce off the three other gold medals in the room, Joman's teammates. While the competition was going on, Joman could pretend they were mates, a team. All for one and one for all. But the competition is over. Joman sees it for the lie that it is. The three other Team Durban Park members are scattered around the room, probably happy to be rid of him, enjoying the company of their friends and family. Joman has no family at the party. As far as he is concerned, he has no family at all. Other kids' parents pat him on the back and say, "Congratulations," on their way to talk to who they really want to talk to.
"You're a young man with a terrific future ahead of you."
Terrific future? Who were they kidding? He knew he'd never get to terrific. He could pretend otherwise for a time. The competition kept him busy with hours of studying at the library and at home, filling his head with the prime meridian, medieval cartographers, inland seas, and Asian mountain ranges. Geography kept him going. Now it's done. The heaviness is back. The gray ghost that lives behind his eyes has room again to take over, blocking out colors, turning everything sour. Joman watches the other people in the room. They talk easy. They laugh easy. They pose for pictures. "I am a different species," he thinks. "I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere." The party is torture, and he can't stand it one more second. He gets to his feet.
"You're not leaving."
A man who is a candidate in the upcoming election and one of the sponsors of the competition gently pushes Joman back into his chair.
"The party is just getting started. Look, they're bringing out more food," the man says. "Let's get that plate filled up. All that studying has made you too skinny. The ladies like some meat on the bones. Eat up. There's room on my campaign for a bright young man. Of course, it doesn't pay in money, but experience, that's the real thing. Your teacher tells me you also ran a charity book drive. Now you can go back to all those people and ask them to vote for me."
Joman thinks about saying that the book drive is an assignment for social studies class, that all the students have to do a community project, that he did it with four other students and he didn't even take the lead. But he doesn't bother. It doesn't matter.